was walking down a city street when a stranger smiled at me. He said, friend, can I ask you something? It's about where you will spend eternity. If you died before tomorrow, do you know where you would go? Just admit that you're a sinner. Ask the Lord into your soul. Believe he died to save you. Pray this prayer and don't delay. Once you've asked him in your heart, you'll be saved from this day. I thanked him for his kindness, for caring for my soul. Then I asked one little question. Saved, saved from what? That's the question the scriptures ask. Saved from death, saved from sin, saved through trials time and time again. Before we claim we know the word, shouldn't God define it first? He paused a while in silence. Well, from hell I always thought. I smiled and said, let's read together. We'll let the Bible answer, not just what we've always been taught. Noah, saved through waters. Israel, through the sea. David, from his enemies. Peter, from the deep. Blind men, saved by healing. Cities, saved from war. A remnant, saved through judgment. Every page kept showing more. Saved, saved from what? Every passage makes us stop and look. Rescued, healed, delivered, kept, preserved with every faithful step. The shepherd doesn't simply call, he brings his wandering sheep through it all. He said, Jesus did it all for you. There's nothing left to do. Just believe with all your heart, and heaven belongs to you. Romans says, confess his name. John says, just believe. Pray this prayer, accept the gift. Your salvation is guaranteed. Once you're saved, you're always saved. Nothing changes that. Your name is written down in heaven. Brother, that's a fact. I said John was pointing to the Savior, not handing out a creed. He called men into a living faith, not a seat that's guaranteed. All those verses saying saved in both testaments, old and new, mean rescue, keeping, delivering, preserving life the whole way through. Trace the word through every page. Let scripture reveal what they teach. God defines his own salvation better than the preachers preach. Then he asked, so what is salvation? If it's greater than I knew, I said it starts with God's great mercy and his covenant so true. He redeems us by his blood. He reconciles what's been torn apart. He justifies the guilty. He writes his law upon the heart. He sanctifies, he shepherds, he preserves us day by day. He restores, he keeps, he leads us as we walk the narrow way. He brings us to the resurrection. He brings us to the kingdom shore. Salvation is God's mighty work, far greater than one moment's prayer. Saved, saved from what? The scriptures make it plain. Saved through flood.
Saved through flood.
Saved through flood. Kept by God's preserving power. Not a slogan, not a prayer, not a claim that you declare. The churches teach of once saved dreams, but I say we should let God define what salvation truly means.